My name is Wimar. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Andres, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Tyler, Texas. What was the reason for you to go create another family?
The reason was that Mom and I, we didn't get along anymore. And I told, it was going to be the best for y'all. Because y'all don't deserve to see us. I mean, fighting and arguing all the time. Y'all deserve better. Y'all deserve better the future for yourselves. And I thought it was going to be the best for y'all.
Did it? Okay. Was my mom, my brothers, and me not enough for you?
Your mom, it's a wonderful woman. Just sometimes, as a couple, we don't get along, together anymore. And I had nothing to say about her. Nothing but the best. She's a wonderful woman, like I say. Cannot blame anybody. I cannot even blame myself for what happened. And y'all are separate for whatever happened between your mom and I. Y'all my kids. When parents get separate, it's not like we're gonna divorce from our kids. Just some difference. So just like I said once again, sometimes we have to make a decision make your life even better.
Yeah.
Raising better kids and knowing that nobody has to stay with your partner because the kids.
Okay. What is something you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
Do you hate me because what I did, or you have any regrets for my actions or what happened between your mom and I?
Do I hate you for it?
Yeah.
At first, I didn't understand it because, I was young, so nobody would tell me anything about it. But then I grew up, and then they started telling me that you left for somebody else. And that's when I don't know, I guess I did kind of hate you for it. But then again, I kind of understood why you did it, because I did see you and Mom fight all the time. And I don't know, it was just different, because one day you were with us and then the next you weren't. You were just gone.
I'm always going to be here. I said this right now. It's just sometimes we had to take our different ways. And I'm very sorry if I make you feel that way, but it wasn't my intention to hurt you, but sometimes, like I say, we fight too much, and you don't deserve to see this. I think everybody deserves to be happy. Now, I really appreciate your mom. She's a wonderful woman, like I say. We're still friends. And now you can see we get along pretty good. Better than before.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Man, you were the master of disaster. You taught every single other little girl, how to do that. You were something else. I really enjoyed when you were little. Because I was right behind you. Try to find you, not to do any mess when like that, And when your cousins come over here and you taught them how to do this, how to do that, but it's always that way. You were a mess. Wonderful little girl.
Can you tell me your least happy memories of me?
What do you mean?
Like, something you weren't proud that I did, or
Yeah. I think pretty much everything was good about you. I cannot recall anything that I didn't like about you. Well, until you grow up.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you were little, I mean, you were some, I mean, you were special. Mm-hmm. I did love you, and I still love you very much. Just like I said, until you grow up, I mean, you kind of talk back and stuff, you know, and that's something that I don't like, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I want to control your life, but just I think it's just more like I want to make sure you're going to be okay.
Yeah. How would you describe me to someone who has never met me before?
Crazy. Crazy and full of joy. Always kind. You're just a wonderful little girl. That's what you are.
What was I like a child, and how am I now as a teenager?
What do you mean, like?
How was I as a child? Like, how would I act and stuff like that? And now as a teenager, how am I different from that?
Actually, I don't think you changed very much. I think you're still the same little girl, I mean, as before. Always to try something different. And the good way, though, I mean, you know?
But, yeah.
But you always been like that. It's something I like about you. You never change. You're always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you not make the much mess. I mean, like you used to when, all these men, it's like, I mean, when you were little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's that.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me, held me?
Oh boy, it was wonderful. I mean, when I first saw you, I mean, when I first met you, I mean, it was just the best experience in my life. I mean, you were my little girl, my first little girl, my princess, I always says. And I was just right behind you, the nurse, you know, she took away from mom, so I was right behind you. Mm-hmm. Make sure nothing's gonna happen to you. I was there when you born, and I was there when they give you first bath and stuff, you know. So, man, it's something I can't even explain myself, but it's something that feels so good.
What are your wishes for me?
The best, nothing but the best. I wish I can never flunk school, you never drop off school.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that you can get a career for yourself. Don't think of nobody else, you know, but yourself, because, I mean, life is hard right now, and you never know what you're going to find in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can find probably a good man, maybe not. It's just like that, you know, so you got to be ready for when it comes to your life.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to depend on nobody. I want you to be, for you to be dependent of yourself. That's what I wish for you.
How has being a parent changed you?
Actually pretty much nothing. I mean, responsible for my work and my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I still seem crazy, dude. I mean, always been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think being daddy changed a lot. I mean, it does change, you know, I'm irresponsible. Because, I mean, you have to look out for your kids and stuff, you know. But I'm not going to change something that comes with me. Being natural, I mean, it's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people pretend I'm crazy stuff, whatever, you know. In the good way, though, but it's just because I joke around a lot. I play around a lot. I mean, you know, the way that I live my own life, it's not a mess. Because, I mean, like I say, I'm very responsible for what I do. When it comes to talk to somebody or giving advice or anything like that, you know, I'm there. I mean, I'm pretty smart to do my advices and stuff. But when it comes to playing, joking around, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm scared. I don't think it changed a lot. Just like I say, I've always been like that.
Yeah.
Responsible and honest. Someone with a good heart on it.
Okay. What is your best advice for raising kids?
My best advice for raising kids. I always tell them that they can be better. Like what? I mean, you want to say like what? I mean, yeah, better than me. But I always try to be on top of it. I mean, you know, I'm very successful for what I do, so it's what I tell them all the time. If I do good, I mean, you can do better.
Yeah.
Just keep it up, keep school, you know, study, prepare yourself. Just worst come to worst, you know, I mean, I think y'all suffer when we were kind of limit on my financial, so I don't think you want that for the kids, for your kids. Okay. I think better advice for me to you to tell you it's gonna be like go to school, start, get a career.
Yeah. What was your childhood like?
Well, not good. At the age of 6, 7, I was working already. I had to go to school either daytime or evening time. When I was going to daytime, yeah, I think it was 8 to 12, I think, to one, something like that. After that, I had to go to work. It was every single day. When I changed school, it was in the afternoon. So same, had to get up in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, go to work. Midday, get ready, go to school. Same. At the age of 13, I left home. I went to Puerto Vallarta at the age of 13. Working construction. Went back to Mexico. I went to my town. Screw up. Well, let's say I couldn't screw up. I became a father when I was about 16. He actually changed me a lot. My whole life been working. But it was good because I mean, my son, my older son, now he's 28 already. I can enjoy him. We look like a brother now. Yeah, but it was tough. Seeing my mom, my stepfather fighting all the time, I didn't like that. I always protect, I mean, women against men who try to abuse them. That's what I hate. I mean, this I think is pretty much what happened between mom and I, because I saw the between my mom and my stepfather. I don't think I want to go through that anymore because I saw my mom suffer a lot because my stepfather. So when I noticed that your mom and I, we were fighting a lot, she was suffering. I was suffering too, so it was hard. It was a hard decision for me to go home, I mean, to leave. But I think after all, it was the smart decision. Because I really enjoy what I'm doing exactly in this moment, doing this with you. I don't think you and I ever have this conversation. No. But that's good that you picked me, and I'm very proud for that. Going back to my childhood, I mean, it was tough, hard working, I mean, you know. I was the one who was helped some of the family a lot, because I was working, getting my money. I mean, you know, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years old. I mean, helping the parents, I mean, you know, to feed the rest of the kids, my younger brothers, sisters. It was pretty tough, really tough. At the age of 17, I came to the United States alone. Kid, I was just a kid then. I'm 44 right now. And pretty much, I mean, my whole life I've been living in this country. Once again, my childhood was very hard. Unlike here, you got it easy.
Yeah. That's it. Did you like school? Why or why not?
It was one of the hardest things for me to leave school. I was one of the smartest at home. I mean, I went to school and I like it. I love it. I was very smart. Financial problems. I mean, that's why they didn't send me back to school. Cause I mean, I did cry a lot when they didn't send me to school. Cause I want to do something with life. They say school wasn't good, so. But I mean, that's why it really hurts when y'all had the opportunity to go to school. You know, I mean, you just don't take the chance.
Yeah.
It hurts, cause when we want to go to school, I mean, it's so bad, and they just don't support you. But well, it's part of life, I guess. But I did love school. I think I still want to go to school. I want to do something for myself. You know, I like to cook, so I would like to go to some sort of school where they taught me how to cook. I mean, you know, be some sort of professional.
Yeah.
You know? I love to cook, so yeah.
Yeah.
I can go to school. I think I still have time to go to school. I love it.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
All my kids, and the help living that God gave me already. I mean, so far, still have my mother. Did not ever. I mean, met my father because I don't even know who it is. But other than that, I mean, I thank God for all the blessings that I had, which is yeah, my kids, my current wife.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah. Anybody has any regrets? Even though sometimes we say no. Sometimes I regret it. I mean, why that didn't fight so much, a lot more harder for them, for me to stay here with them. But like I say, I don't know if it was going to be worth it or not. I mean, I didn't deserve to take your mama's time. I don't think it was fair for me to eat. I mean, waste my time here with somebody like that. We wasn't sure if we were going to make it or not. But I really regret that. I mean, it's just... after all, I think it comes pretty good. I mean, you know, your whole family, part of hearts. I mean, you know, they still like me, I guess. Every time they come over, you know, say hey to me. Then it's your mom, your grandma, your grandpa, everybody.
Yeah.
I think I did pretty good when I was here.
That's it.